Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Welcome to Community Comment. This is Patrick Cloney sitting in for Mike Jones. With our local governments scheduled to continue to send millions of dollars down to Sacramento each year for many, many years to pay down pension debt, where do we go from here? All these pension debt payments are taking away from local services on a massive scale. The solution to this debilitated economic situation must come from our state governmental officials. Until this problem is solved, I echo the call of Eureka's ex-mayor, Susan Seaman. In her February 2023 op-ed about Eureka City Schools, Susan Seaman stated very simply, "Demand transparency." Government transparency, let's do this. I call upon our local governmental leaders to provide the transparency Ms. Seaman demands by providing a yearly PDSIR, a Pension Debt Service Impact Report. A PDSIR would be a yearly report from our good friends in government that would list their agency's current pension debt, scheduled pension debt payments for the upcoming year, and what services would be reduced or not provided due to these debt payments. Next year's report would provide a recap of the previous year's report, what actually happened, and the current debt and projections for the upcoming year. I believe this is a very doowable endeavor. In her December 2021 op-ed about the single audit and what's at stake for Humboldt County, DHHS Director Connie Beck gave a very detailed analysis of what services would be negatively impacted by loss of federal funding caused by failure to complete the single audit. A PDSIR should be easy for our governmental agencies to provide. PG&E provides us with information on how to prepare for PSPS events, public safety power shutoff events. Our local governments should provide us with information about how local services will be negatively impacted by their debilitated financial situation so we can prepare for their reductions in service. Back in September 2022, state and local government officials were very upset and demanded answers when they learned PG&E had all but reached its capacity to transmit electricity to new projects across southern Humboldt County. In one meeting, Humboldt County Planning and Building Director John Ford talked of the dire implications of PG&E's electricity transmission limitations. Mr. Ford noted that PG&E hasn't been transparent about why they didn't see these problems coming and do something to prevent them. I share the sentiment regarding the debilitated financial situation our local governmental agencies are in. Very disturbing is we are just starting down this path. Without consistent and vocal concern from local officials and significant pressure from the local level on state officials to resolve the situation, we have many years of loss of services ahead of us. How long before all these cuts in services lead to a catastrophic failure? Thanks for listening. This is Patrick Cloney sitting in for Mike Jones.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.